And to my right is the lovely and talented and the best doctor on the planet. I say that because I mean it. Dr. Tracy Lenhart, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Go to peaksofhealth.com. Check out our website. Give the gift of health during these holiday seasons. Or give her a call to get an appointment. Go on over there, 727-826-0838. Dr. Lenhart, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good. Good to see you. All right. So here's what we had going yesterday on the AM Inspiration Show. We talked about yeast. So let's give them a quick recap first before we get into the second part of it, so anybody who missed yesterday can be updated on what's going on. What are yeast?
Yeast are the single cell fungi. They belong to the vegetable family, and they have a tendency to be related to the mold family. The species that we know of is called Candida. And it normally lives in our body, and at times when our immune system is compromised, it starts overgrowing and causing problems.
Okay, and so there are different types or classifications of yeast, right?
There are quite a few different classifications. I mean, we know of yeasts in our food, in our, you know, beer. It's yeast in baker yeast and brewer's yeast. And then, of course, there's the yeast in mushrooms is a fungi.
Okay. What are the most common conditions that are associated if you have too much yeast in your diet?
A lot of people, they start feeling sick all over if they're overgrown. A lot of women will get vaginal infections of yeast. They'll get skin infections of yeast, fungal infections in the nail beds or in the skin. They'll start getting chronic sinus issues, body aches, muscle aches. So there's a lot of different symptoms that can occur.
And what actually encourages yeast growth? How is it that yeast becomes so prevalent in our bodies?
Well, again, part of it is if we have an intact immune system, it won't happen. So if we're not sleeping correctly, our immune systems go down. If we're heavily stressed, our immune systems go down. If we're eating tons of sugar and carbohydrates, you know, yeast eat off of sugar, so it'll cause an overgrowth of them. When we take in acids, when we take certain medications like birth control, they can cause yeast overgrowth.
Now, I want to talk about something you and I talked about. The antacids, that's an interesting topic. Those actually can be very, very bad on the body if you're taking them on a regular basis, right?
Yeah, actually. There's two different varieties. There's called H2 blockers, which are Zantac or Tagamet. And then there's called the PPIs, which are the ones like the Prilosex, the Nexiums, and things like that. They work in two different ways, but especially the PPIs because they lower stomach acid. And we need that acid to not only keep yeast down, but we need the acid to digest our proteins.
Right.
And so it causes a lot of nutritional deficiencies when they take them for prolonged periods of time. They're designed for like 90 days.
Okay.
And there are certain indications for prolonged use, like Barrett's esophagitis, which is a precancerous condition of the esophagus. But, you know, for short-term use, you know, that's what they're designed for. They're not designed for people using them for several years. So after you use them for a lot of times, you start getting lots of deficiencies, and a lot of them cause things like osteoporosis. You know, they put you at risk for diabetes. So they give you a lot of risk factors for long-term problems.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. So give me some foods that are high in yeast.
Okay. Obviously, it's going to be your cakes and your baked goods. Things like peanuts are high in yeast, apricots, alcoholic beverages, especially beer, cheeses are really high in yeast. Because think about what grows on cheese but mold,
mm-hmm.
You know. And then dried fruits, mushrooms, again, since they are a fungus right then and there. Yams, figs, melons, raisins, winter squash.
So it's a lot of different things. Again, and some of them you wouldn't ordinarily think, okay, that's going to be high. The breads and the beer and that kind of stuff jump right out at you. But like apricots and figs and melons, you wouldn't think that, though, would you? You know, it's not that common.
No, you wouldn't think that. It's just how they're grown.
Yeah.
The same way peanuts.
Oh, so it's how they're grown that makes that happen. Okay. Okay, and again, we're talking about some of the symptoms that go with that Candida overgrowth. Is that you're feeling sick all over. You just feel spaced out, right? You have muscle aches, all that kind of stuff. So these are all the parts of it. And now it affects women and men differently, yeast, right? Doesn't it?
Well, it affects women differently simply because women notice it because, you know, the vaginal tract is another place where yeast, you know, happen to colonize. And because of that, it overgrows there rapidly. So they get a lot of yeast infections. And so they can, you know, as soon as they take an antibiotic, they'll get a yeast infection.
Okay.
And that's because they are colonized yeast in their system. They have an overgrowth. So it really exacerbates. Men don't have that same issue. So they'll have different symptoms.
See, when you say something like inside of our body and then you say the word colonize, I start to get a little spooked out. But it actually does happen, right? They literally, just like a colony of ants, a colony of yeast, will, you know, in your body. And you made a great analogy yesterday about yeast, about the parent and the kid. Do that one again, because that was cool.
Well, I just kind of said, you know, the child's the yeast, so to speak, you know, and if it, you know, starts misbehaving, the parent has to kind of control it. And our immune system is the control. So if our immune system is not working correctly, then it kind of gets out of control.
Okay. Now, a couple people who were listening to yesterday's morning show, AM Inspiration, had some questions for you. They sent in to me today by email about this subject. Are you ready for some of them?
Shoot.
Okay. The first one actually came from my wife, who hit me this morning as I was leaving. Don't forget to ask the doc this question. She said, all right, for these, some of these products that she really likes, she loves yams, she loves melons, she loves raisins, she loves winter squash. Is there a substitute for those products that you would enjoy just as much that aren't as big in the yeast?
Well, again, they're not a problem for you as long as you don't have a significant overgrowth. And so in our patients who do are symptomatic and have significant overgrowths, we take them off of these products temporarily. We, you know, get rid of the yeast out of their body, and then we allow them to put them back in moderation.
But like, we have products though that are like fat-free and this free. Are there things though that are like, I guess, breads even or whatever that are yeast-free, or items that we would want to stay, that we'd ordinarily have to stay away from, that are made specifically yeast-free?
Well, the breads that are yeast-free are unleavened breads.
Okay.
Because they can't use yeast to rise.
Right.
So that would be your only yeast-free version of bread.
So matzahs, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so basically I could eat a matzah if I don't have any. Okay, actually a little butter on a matzah is good with me. I'm down for that. Okay, I have another question for you. Okay, this one came from Mechie. Remember her a couple weeks ago? She called in, Mechie Perez, okay, mm-hmm. And you gave her a question. She wanted to know, are there natural herbal products that you can get from, say, an organic health store that will help you if you have a yeast infection?
Yeah, we use a lot of herbal products for yeast infections. We use things like, you know, especially if it's a vaginal yeast infection, we use boric acid, but we have that compounded. We use berberine, cat's claw, some of the natural oils like oregano oil, thyme oil, peppermint oil, tea tree oil are all really good for it. So there are quite a few different things out there herbally that you can use.
And would you take those in conjunction with some sort of prescription medication that you were given as well, or instead of, or together?
It kind of depends on the patient. If the patient just has, you know, mild symptoms, then I'll use things like cat's claw or berberine for them. If the patient has significant, you know, they have a white-coated tongue, they have significant sinus issues, or they have, you know, pretty significant overgrowth, where they're having a lot of, you know, constitutional symptoms, and that means, like, they're having the foggy-headedness and, you know, they're really fatigued out from it, then we'll use an actual antifungal, and I'll use it in combination with good probiotics. We use a probiotic with Saccharomyces boulardii, because that is an organism that will kill yeast, and then we use, you know, the cat's claw or the berberine.
Now, you said that yesterday, that yeast commonly finds itself in the mucus in your nose, and that's why you have significant sinus problems. After we left yesterday, I kept thinking about that all day, so much so that I woke up in the middle of the night with a stuffy nose, and I jumped up out of the bed going, yeast! I got yeast!
I know. I tell you what, it's really funny. When I was in microbiology and everything in medical school, I was a hypochondriac. I swore I had every disease process as we were learning about.
Well, the more you learn, the more you're like, oh my God, I think I got that too. My parents try to catch each other's diseases too, and then my dad was all excited because he had an enlarged prostate and my mom couldn't catch that. He was very happy about that. I don't know. That's kind of weird, but he was. All right, I got another question for you from another listener. This one came from Shannon Schneider. Okay, she has a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
She's worried about thrush. She wanted to learn more about what that is and what kind of signs she could be looking out for to make sure that that doesn't happen for the baby.
Well, thrush is a yeast overgrowth, and you know, children's immune systems are sometimes compromised from the get-go because it takes them a while to get their immunity up there. And so a lot of them will get oral thrush, and it is a significant white plaquing on the tongue and in the mucous membranes, meaning, you know, you open their mouth and you see these white plaques over, you know, their mouth inside. And, you know, a couple things you can do. You know, nowadays what I'm finding out is some of the obstetricians are actually sending the babies home, or the pediatricians are sending them home with probiotics. You know, and that's a really good thing. There are infant probiotics. They don't give them adult probiotics because their guts are completely different from an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So you need totally different organisms in there, but there are infant probiotics out there. And we use silver hydrosol on any of, you know, infants that have any problems like that. Silver kills everything, and we use a specialized prescription version that's purified, but we use it for their diaper rashes. We use it for everything on them.
Are there like some warning signs you could catch in advance and kind of thwart it from happening, going into full thrush? That's what she was really wondering. Like, what should I be looking for? Any kind of warning sign that this could be happening?
The only warning signs you get is if they start getting a lot of diaper rashes with yeast type infection, you know, and they're the bright, fiery red skin with what we call satellite cells. They have little red dots around them. Then their bodies are usually getting a little bit of yeast. yeast. Also, you know, the second you see the white coatings on the tongues, not the milk. You know,
because not after they drink milk.
Not after they drink milk.
Not a milk mustache, people.
Because if you scrape the tongue, it'll come off of its milk. It won't come off of its yeast.
Okay, so those are the things you should be looking for.
And if they've had antibiotics. Lots of children, if they have that first ear infection or whatever, they get those antibiotics, they'll get the yeast right after that.
So right after antibiotics is when they'll get it. Okay. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break on the Pete O'Shea Show. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how yeast causes leaky gut syndrome, what you need to do about that, how you can take care of it. We're going to learn all about that when we come back. So don't you go anywhere. I got Ed DeMed with me as well. We'll be back with more of the Pete O'Shea Show after this. I love you and I love Jesus.
Tampa Bay's original inspiration station is Inspiration AM 1110, WTIS.
All right, we're here with Dr. Tracy Lenhart as well, okay? And we were talking about before, yeast and how much of an effect it can have on your body. It can literally cause leaky gut syndrome, Doc. Tell them about that.
Yeah, I don't know how I can follow that one. Now we go to a boring subject. actually, yeast, what it does is it attaches to the intestinal wall. You know, it kind of like burrows in. And when it gets into the deeper tissues, that's when it starts producing toxins into the system. And it kind of splits those cells and causes holes in the intestinal tract.
Wow. So, and that is a serious condition. You know, I was joking about leaky gut syndrome. I said that was the 80s for me, was leaky gut syndrome back when I was on the Budweiser.
Side splitter,
yeah. But a serious condition that can really cause a lot of problems.
Leaky gut can cause a significant amount of problems because the one thing I try to explain to my patients is we have one cell lining thick in the intestinal wall, and that is our protection from the outside world to the inside world. So that is what helps protect our immune systems. And when it splits, we lose that protection. So that's where we're susceptible to a lot of other infections, and it's also where we start getting autoimmune disorder, lots of food allergies, lots of food sensitivities that we should not be sensitive to. So that 40-year-old who tells me, oh, I was perfectly fine eating this food all my life, and all of a sudden I can't eat it anymore, that tells me that they probably have leaky gut.
And so it's really a cumulative issue then that you've built up over time from having that poor diet and letting the yeast just keep building and building and building, and it's tearing away that wall that we have in our bellies.
Yeast is one thing that will tear it away. Gluten is another. Mm-hmm. Gluten causes leaky gut significantly. Stress is another one, because think about what stress does. It shuts off our digestive tract. You know, because we don't need to eat while we're running from danger. So the stress will shut it down. And when people are chronically stressed out, what do they usually complain of?
I still eat when I'm running from danger, though. Even when I'm being chased by somebody.
No matter what.
I can't help it. Even if I'm being chased by somebody with a gun, I got to stop and have a sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
You're reminding me of about 10 years ago.
I'm working on it, though, Doc. I was really good today. I did not have McDonald's breakfast this morning.
I am so proud of you.
I'm really happy about that. I really, yesterday we did, though.
Now, yesterday.
Every time you come.
You did have for breakfast. Burger King, right?
No, I didn't have Burger King. Every
pumpkin
time you come,
bread and custard
I had pumpkin
cake.
Bread and custard cake and a couple other things. But yesterday, after you left, we did have it. It's like whenever you're here, it's like the forbidden fruit.
And I brought you oranges. I know. Healthy stuff.
I know. Instead, I had hash browns. Mikey Mike had three hash browns. He put them together and he ate all three of them together. But he's 20-something years old. He still has an immune system and a metabolism. what do people do if they suspect it from the onset, if they're at the beginning, so it doesn't get all the way to the point of leaky gut syndrome? What do they do if they suspect this candida overgrowth? Of you.
If it's early on, I would just kind of start staying away from all the foods and things that cause it, and then turn around and take something mild like a berberine or golden seal, caprylic acid, cat's claw, things like that to kind of eradicate it. But really stay away from a lot of the foods that cause it, and avoid, try to do whatever you can to reduce your stress.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's definitely for everybody. And that's with the heart too and everything else. But if it gets all the way to leaky gut syndrome, what are some of the real problems with that? What are the real symptoms with that? And then how do you treat that when it gets that chronic?
A lot of people who have severe abdominal issues, irritable bowel syndrome, that's a catch-all for somebody who has a bad digestive system. So we start really turning around and working on healing the intestinal tract, and it kind of depends on how far it got. If somebody got into, ulcerations or abnormal, infections, we'll actually test everything and look at it. Other times we'll turn around and use high-dose glutamine and things like that to heal the digestive tract. That's an amino acid our bodies actually use to heal the brush border. So we actually give them fairly high doses of it to turn around and start healing the system.
But if somebody comes in with that real severe issue of either irritable bowel syndrome or leaky gut syndrome, and they're just really suffering. It's just a horrible thing. It really feels bad. How quick can you get that turned around?
We can get it turned around fairly quickly. We can't heal the gut quickly, but there are things that we give them. We have special formulations of drinks that they do that put a severe coating right over the entire intestinal tract. So we just put a coating over it so their symptoms go away so that they can actually feel better.
Okay.
And then we start healing the tract out.
And then you start healing the tract out and, again, changing the diet and getting back on. And you don't even call it diet. This is what I love about her. It's not about having a diet. It's about what? Tell them what it is.
We call it a nutritional plan and our lifestyle. And the reason is, you know, my connotation of diet, and I've always thought of it as this temporary fix I go on. You know, when I've started eating too much, I go on a diet. I go off my diet. I go on a diet. I go off my diet. You know, and a diet is a lifestyle. It's mm-hmm. the way you're supposed to eat the majority of the time. And I have an aberration from my lifestyle. But I don't, you know, so that's why we don't like diet, because people think, oh, I'm going to go on a diet and then I can go off of it. Well, if you go off of it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to go right back where you started from.
And that's really bad for you to yo-yo back and forth, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. That's even worse than you know.
Yo-yo dieting is really bad, because it actually is one of the things that actually induces insulin resistance, you know, because, again, you're messing up your metabolism each time you do that.
Right. Now, I want to just quickly go back to something. A couple Wednesdays ago, you gave me the IV on air here of that Myers cocktail, and I tell you something, I'm Superman since then, Doc. I mean, seriously, okay? I've had 5 back surgeries. I ordinarily cannot do any kind of physical lifting whatsoever, but in the last 2 weeks, we had a rummage sale in my youth group where we had a ton of big items. Big screen TVs, furniture, all sorts of stuff. Even yesterday, we had leftover stuff, and we gave it to our buddies at Center of Hope Thrift Shop. Again, I helped these guys lift all the stuff into, and I'm fine. I'm feeling good. I still have energy left. That Myers cocktail is amazing. I don't know what you tell it. It's magnesium, and what else? What's all in there?
The Myers has fairly high dose magnesium. So when you take magnesium orally, you're taking like 125, 250, maybe 500 milligrams. We're putting like 3,000 milligrams in this thing, and it has vitamin C in it. Has the B vitamin. Vitamins in it, has high dose vitamin B5 and B6 and B12, you know, so it's a combination of a lot of things to just kind of get your body to repair really quickly. It's the magnesium that helps a lot, though, because we're usually deficient, and that's your normal muscle relaxer. So with body aching, muscle aching, we use it for asthma, and I used to use magnesium in the emergency room to break an asthmatic attack.
Wow.
You know, we can break a migraine very quickly. We can break the asthma attack very quickly with the Myers. Love the stuff. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I'm telling you, I'm by nature a guy who's just pretty sedentary by this point in my life between the, you know, the eating and the back. But I have been able to do some things that's just truly amazing. So I want you to go to Peaks of Health and check this out, because what Doc is doing right now for the holidays is that she's putting packages together, and you can give the gift of health to those. If you know somebody like me, again, who is pretty sedentary between a bad back and being overweight, you get them this gift of health, because this package is in there for weight loss, for the Myers cocktail, for all kinds of different things. Doc, give them a little bit of information on that, because it's really a truly, what a better Christmas gift that you could give to somebody than the gift of health.
Yeah, we have a 6-week weight loss package. Actually, it's 7 weeks of weight loss now that has everything all inclusive. So they don't have to do anything else for that entire time unless, you know, they choose they want a food or something like that. The Myers is $70, which is an unbelievable deal, you know, and it takes 15 to 30 minutes to go in. So,
right.
You know, you saw how quickly we go.
We did it right here while we were doing the show. We got it all done,
it's
you know.
It's very, very fast. It's great for that, you know, business person or the executive or the person who's just stressed out during Christmas time, because it really helps you deal with the stress. It helps calm you down. You sleep better. We have Silver Hydrosol, which is amazing. We had 3 of them, you know, just in the last, you know, day or two on people who had respiratory infections. One guy had it for 2.5 weeks and couldn't shake it, couldn't go to bed at night because he couldn't, coughing all night long. Feels much better, totally cleaned out.
Wow.
You know, within 2 days of giving Silver. So we have a flu package for that. So if you could acutely come down with an illness over the next, you know, couple of weeks, you can come in, get that thing done, and have it knocked out of your system within a day or two, as opposed to being sick for 2.5 to 3 weeks.
And those prices, those special prices, if they buy the Gift of Health packages, then that person can have that for the whole year.
Yeah, those gift certificates are good for a year.
Wow.
So we've had a couple of people buy, you know, 7 or 8 of them, so they can just take them through the year.
I mean, what a great gift to give somebody. You know somebody that's worn down, or that gets the flu a lot, or who needs to lose some weight. That's a great gift to give them for Christmas. Give the Gift of Health. So again, go to peaksofhealth.com and give yourself and give somebody you love that gift of health. It's truly, truly amazing. Again, give her a call to 727-826-0838. You're going to have an article about yeast in the January edition of Natural Awakening magazine. Everybody should go check that out. And then you've got a seminar coming up on January the 24th about the thyroid over at your place, which is 7600 Bryan Dairy Road. What's the suite number again? I forget.
It's Suite D.
Suite D over there. So go check it out. It's Peace of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. the best doctor on the planet. I kid you not, Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Thank you so much, Doc.
You're welcome.
And also, I want to thank Ed DeMed, who came on and gave us some great comedy today, and a southern version of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. It's now We Don't Care, We Don't Care, We Don't Care. All right, Tommy, thanks for being quick on the draw with all the music you put in, everything we have for this show. We'll see you tomorrow at 11. Stick around now for the Mike Huckabee Show, then the Dave Ramsey Show after that. I'll be back for AM Inspiration tomorrow morning and back again at 11 for more Pete O'Shea Show. We'll see you then. I love you and I love Jesus.